Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Five lawyers untethered to the Constitution do not make a law, and certainly not the law of the land, and clearly not a transformation of culture that has recognized the obvious creation of male and female and the union of the two as marriage through millennia of human history. How can five individual lawyers who have cut the tether that ties them to the Constitution make the law of the land? Frankly, it doesn't. This decision by the Supreme Court, or I should say opinion by five lawyers, is an illegitimate decision, and we need to treat it as such. We cannot pretend that it represents the rule of law. It does not. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of BobWire.com. Matt, five lawyers in this case, two of whom should have recused themselves, issued an opinion that has nothing to do with the Constitution and, frankly, doesn't even have anything to do with the court's precedents. The court just simply invents something completely brand new. And out of that, they think that they have the authority to rewrite human history and the created order so that marriage now is between what it cannot be, and that's two people of the opposite sex. The reasoning of this case is absolutely kindergarten. It's absurd, and we cannot, you know, how much can I say this, Matt, that we can't just accept anything that they say. Just because they're on the bench and they've gone through a nomination process and they've been confirmed by the United States Senate, and now they have a commission as a justice to interpret the Constitution, it doesn't mean that every word that comes out of their mouth and they get four other people to join with them can be the rule of law. It just simply can't when it has nothing to do with the Constitution.
Yeah, man, and I've never seen anything like this before. When you have the dissenting justices, the four dissenting justices here effectively saying that this decision is illegitimate. Alito basically said as much, and so did Justice John Roberts. And there are so many different aspects as to why this is an illegitimate decision along the lines of Dred Scott decision, which basically upheld slavery. And not the least of which is Title 28, Part 1, Chapter 21, Section 55 of the U.S. Code, which addresses the recusal aspect here. Justice Elena Kagan, Ruth Bader Ginsburg were required to disqualify themselves, were required to recuse themselves because they have presided over so-called gay marriages. They have officiated over them. It says this: any justice, judge or magistrate judge of the United States shall disqualify himself in any proceeding in which his impartiality might be reasonably questioned. But reasonably questioned, there is no impartiality here. They were conducting same-sex marriages, and it says they shall disqualify themselves, not that they can disqualify themselves.
Now you combine that with, listen to this deception that Justice Kennedy, who wrote this decision, actually injects into a quote. You combine that with this lack of integrity by Kagan and Ginsburg, and now a deception by Justice Kennedy. Here's a quote. He never quotes the Bible, by the way, but he's talking about how throughout history, marriage has been such an exalted relationship. Well, that's true. It's a no-brainer, and there's a reason why. And this is what he does. He quotes Cicero. Listen to what he quotes. Quote, the first bond of union is that between husband and wife, the next between parents and children. Then we find one home with everything in common. Guess what he left out of the quote? And Roberts puts it in his dissent in the quote. Here's the beginning of that quote. For since the reproductive instinct is by nature's gift, the common possession of all living creatures, then it goes on to say the first bond of union is that between husband and wife. And what he's leaving out is what is critical to the marriage relationship is what? The reproductive the reproduction of human beings, boys and girls. That cannot happen in a same-sex relationship. That's why marriage is so fundamental. It's obvious. Now, we have said before in the marriage pledge that the Supreme Court has been wrong multiple times, horribly wrong, and no one will defend those decisions now. One of those is the infamous Dred Scott decision, where he just simply wanted to be treated just like another American, and the only difference between Dred Scott and others were that his skin happened to be black instead of white. And so he went to the Supreme Court seeking the same justice as any person who has white skin. And the Supreme Court, Taney, writing for the decision in that case, said, no justice for you, Dred, because there is an opinion out there that blacks are inferior human beings. That's what he wrote. Now, that was an illegitimate decision. We fought a civil war to overturn that nonsense. It was not the rule of law when it was penned then. It was never the rule of law, but we pretended it was, and we had to go through a civil war to overturn that nonsense and bigotry that flew into the face of natural law and revealed law. Well, guess what? Chief Justice John Roberts, in his dissenting opinion, cites Dred Scott as an example of how the Supreme Court has been horribly wrong. Well, he and the other justices that dissented also believe, I think, very clearly that this decision, as you said, Matt, is illegitimate. We, therefore, cannot respect it as the rule of law.
Yeah, Matt, you know, you mentioned something about Justice Kennedy quoting Cicero here and how he undercut by leaving out the aspect of the reproductive nature of marriage, how he undercut his own decision, how he was clearly being disingenuous there. But he also undercut his opinion by citing Cicero. Cicero said the bond between husband and wife, not between husband and husband or wife and wife. So it's the exact opposite. He quoted Cicero to defend an opinion that he was taking, where Cicero's direct opinion in every regard undercut his opinion.
And there's no question about that. Find as many quotes as you want to from any source, and it's always going to be husband and wife from any dictionary early on until recently. It's always the same thing. He acknowledges that. What he does then say is, well, but, you know, we have evolved in our understanding of liberty. Well, who's the we? It's five people. All of a sudden, five people think that you have a constitutional right to define who you are and therefore force the states to affirm this union as marriage when it never has been considered marriage throughout millennia of human history. That's why this is absurd, Matt. And that's why we are advocating for people to not listen to this decision, not pretend that it is reality. It is not. And in fact, we're going to talk more about what does it mean to resist this decision, because I think we cannot pretend that it is the rule of law. It's not. So we got to resist it. I advocate resisting it as much as I would advocate resisting Dred Scott or many of the other decisions that were horribly wrong when they were decided.
Yeah, Matt, we have to resist this. And I believe we're going to see, as we will talk about later, but we're going to see widespread civil disobedience here, because this has placed Christians, especially, in an untenable position where they have to decide now either to obey Caesar here and not even a proper law gone through the legislative process, or obey God. And we know that we must stand and we must obey God, as both the Old and New Testament require that we do.
And you know, this is exactly what the church and America should have done in 1973 with the 7-2 decision in Roe versus Wade, or in 1992 with the 5-4 decision with, guess who? Kennedy switching his vote and continuing the slaughter of millions of children. The blood is on that court for doing so. We should have also resisted that. This is absolutely absurd that we're operating under, or pretending to operate under, the opinion of just five people when they cut the tether to the Constitution. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website. We are one of the organizations that's certainly leading the charge in this area. We have put together the Marriage Pledge. And before that, not many people were talking about the illegitimacy of the court, but now they are, and it's more widespread. And people such as Franklin Graham and many others are saying the same thing. Ronnie Floyd, the president of the Southern Baptist Convention, Reverend Sam Rodriguez, the president of National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, and many other national leaders are saying the same thing. I encourage you to go to lc.org or libertycouncil.com, read the marriage pledge, and pledge with us that you will defend marriage and that this is a line you will not cross. Pray for Liberty Council. Support us financially as we are in a battle that God has born us for, birthed us for such a time as this.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.